We're joined by two super fans of each team. Mets fan Tim Ryder hosts the Simply Amazing podcast and writes The Apple Substack. Yankees fan Emily Nyman is the host of the Breaking Balls podcast. Hello, everybody. Happy opening day to you both.
Happy opening day to you.
Hey, Sean.
Emily, let's start with you. This season, we'll see some of the most significant rule changes for baseball in the game's history. There's a pitch clock now. There's larger bases. Pitchers are limited to two attempts per at-bat to pick off a base runner. Now, these rules were piloted in the minor leagues over several years. They were implemented at the major league level during spring training. Have they had their desired effect so far? Are we seeing speedier games and more action?
Yeah, actually, it's been great. I think that in spring training, the games were on average about 25, 26 minutes shorter. And you have to imagine that as the season goes on, that number might get a little bit larger because there was a lot of infractions in the early games of spring training, the players getting used to it, the umpires getting used to it. So now everyone seems to have settled. So I think that it may even shorten games even more.
Wow. Tim, where do you stand on the rule changes, good or bad?
Oh, big fan. I think it's going to allow kind of offense to increase, which I know the game or the league has been trying to make a point of in recent years. And I like the shift. I like the shift being restricted. I think it's going to allow, you know, hitters to find their natural holes again. You know, for 100+ years, a ground ball up the middle was a base hit, and you know, for a while there, that wasn't the case. And I'm curious how it all shakes out by the season's end.
Tim, you are a Mets fan. The team comes into this season high hopes. It's largely a returning cast, with the obvious exception of the departure of Jacob deGrom and his replacement Justin Verlander. After last season's disappointing performance in October, how much do you think this team has improved itself in the offseason?
Well, they were a top flight offense in 2022, and the record showed it, and their standings among other offenses among the league showed it. I believe their batting average was first in the league as a team. Their on-base percentage was also second in the league. Losing DeGrom is big. Replacing Jacob DeGrom with a future inner circle Hall of Famer and Justin Verlander is also it's a very nice pivot. Hopefully Thursday's news that Verlander will start the year on the IL with a muscle strain in his back shoulder isn't a lingering thing, because I don't want to say that the Mets' hopes are riding on it, but it certainly puts a dent in their plans if he's not around.
Emily, the Yankees have a new captain. Aaron Judge parlayed his historic 2022 season with a massive new contract. He was also named the Yankees' first captain since Derek Jeter's retirement in 2014. What are you looking for out of Judge this season?
I'm just looking for consistency, a lot of the same. He has earned his place in the franchise, and he's earned his place in the sport, and also in the hearts and minds of fans, just being the player that he is and being the person that he is. So I really just expect him to remain consistent and remain that person and just be the guy that got himself here and got the team to where they are now and got himself that captainship. So that's really what I'm expecting, just him to be even keeled.
You know, Emily, it wasn't that long ago that Judge was considered part of the Baby Bombers. Now, he's on the other side of 30 now. All eyes are on 21-year-old shortstop phenom, New Jersey native Anthony Volpe. Can you talk to us about him and why he's such an exciting player?
You know, there's been a lot of anticipation for him. The Yankees, especially over the years, because of the model in which that they build teams, they haven't really tanked. So they haven't gotten a lot of exciting first-round picks. I mean, in the last 20 years, they've only created two superstar position players with Robinson Cano and Aaron Judge. So Volpe is supposed to be the next coming. And he was part of the plan, and they passed on a whole class of top-flight shortstops in free agency a year or two ago, had a stopgap last year during a championship window. So I know that as fans, we were really chomping at the bit. And I don't know if anyone would have really accepted him staying down when he's clearly ready to be here.
Tim, the injury bug bit the Mets early this year. The Amazons lost star closer Edwin Diaz due to a freak injury during the World Baseball Classic. Does the team have the depth in the bullpen to overcome his absence?
I guess as a fan, you'd like to hope they face it, that they think so.
Sure.
Bringing in David Robertson in the offseason, of course, didn't bring him in to be a closer, brought him in to kind of bridge the gap to Diaz. He has, closing experience. He did it with the Phillies in the postseason last year and did it very well. I believe he's only allowed one earned run over his last 15 postseason appearances. That's going back to, I believe, the late 20 teens, if not 2020. You know, he performs well in big spots. I do expect them to kind of lean on him in that role. Behind him, you have Adam Ottavino, who could certainly get outs, and he was extremely effective last year, and they brought him back this year. And you know, closer by committee is always a risky gamble, but if they can make it work, great. And if not, I think that they're ready to make the improvements necessary to bring in someone they can rely on as a closer every day.
Tim, we're going to wrap it up with your prediction for the season. How far do you see this team going this year?
Well, it's a very tough division. I think we all saw how, at least with the Phillies last year, how, you know, as long as you get into the dance and get hot, you can do just about anything. And if you look at the Phillies particularly, that's a very, very tough roster. The Braves have only gotten better, and their young players are only, you know, progressing more. It's going to be a fight for the division. I'm expecting a mid-90s win team for the Mets and another playoff berth, and, you know, this team to show up when they have to.
Emily, same question. Is this the year the Yankees finally get past the Astros in October, or are we looking at a repeat performance?
To be honest, I think it's a little too early to say. Mm-hmm. They're really depending on some guys who had some down years and were missed some time with injury last year to see how they bounce back. And I think that over the next few weeks, that'll be really telling. And if they can't bounce back, then they're going to have to do something at the deadline, because this team, as it stands, is obviously a very good team. They won almost 100 games last year, but they are still not better than the Astros. And they added Rodon, which obviously lengthens their rotation, and that's always great because pitching wins in the postseason. But he's not starting the season. He's on the IL. So hopefully he comes off soon. It's nothing too severe. And hopefully some guys step up. That's really what it'll come down to.
Tim Ryder hosts the Simply Amazing podcast. Emily Nyman is the host of the Yankees podcast, Breaking Balls. Thanks so much to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.